Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss Pee-wee's big misdemeanor, our childhood crushes on the Hot Brother and dinosaurs, which Ninja Turtle is the Samantha, and our thoughts on the latest Drag Race drama. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on the Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Hello, my darling. Hello, my lady. Hello, my ragtime gal.
Hit it, Fergie. Hit it, Fergie.
Fergie, love it.
Have you ever hit it, Fergie, but then you hit it too hard and now you're feeling a little too Fergalicious?
No, never. It's like, I've only been in the mood to be the most Fergalicious lately.
I feel like sometimes I get a little too Fergalicious and like my London bridges start coming down and, you know.
And then what?
And then,
wait,
you
your
know,
London,
I get my...
Your London britches?
My britches, yeah. My britches, yeah, they come down.
Do people still say britches? For
you
pants?
Better, yeah, I think there's a phrase for it. Like something like, oh, she's too bigger in her britches.
Did your mom or dad or stepdad, or I guess stepmom, ever used to say, what's that phrase that parents say? Oh, cruising for a bruising.
No, but you know, well, yeah, they did. But you know,
so what's the truth? You said no or yes.
Yes, but you know, we've discussed this because I've told you my parents love your ass is grass.
No, but I don't think we've ever talked about cruising for a bruising.
Well, I was my ass is grass, and I was always cruising for a bruising, and I had the count to three, and you don't want to make it to three. I was like 18 years old, and they were counting to three, like I was a
Can
dog.
Can we stop counting culture? Like,
go off. Come on. Yes.
There's nothing I hate more than parents who count down for their children.
It's like either mean it or don't. If you don't mean it the first two times, then I know you don't mean it the first two times.
Right. Why are they getting 3 seconds?
Well, I will say this. I do count for Crouton.
Do you?
And he's never even heard of like the numerical system. So I don't know what I'm trying to accomplish there.
But you're a counter?
I say, you have until the count of three. One. I think it's more for the parent so that they can feel like it's justified when they snap. You know? Like otherwise, I feel like I'm snapping out of the blue. But if I gave them the little warning, it's like, okay, well, bitch, I fucking told you. You were warned.
All you have to say is, hey, stop that. And then that's your warning, hon.
Let me tell you, you've never parented a day in your life.
No,
walk
no, no.
Walk a mile in these Louboutins, and then we can talk, my sissy girl.
I like my dogs for an hour. I like my children for less than.
Nice, nice, nice. She's a quickie. She's a quick well, little girl.
And as you know, I can't count to three.
So how do you count up to an hour?
Not without taking off my socks and shoes.
Why? You got nubs for hands?
I just
you can't count
my,
on your fingers.
Gotta count my little toes, my little pig.
Okay,
piggy, piggly wiggly.
Oh, well, that's cool. So, Corey, what's up? What's going on?
As I've been known to say in the biz, I have good news.
Okay.
I've watched 2 episodes of Veneno.
Ah! And did you love it?
Well, here's the thing.
Oh, yeah.
No. I'm enjoying it, yes. But okay. I'm going to admit that I'm watching it with the English dubs.
Okay, well, you've made a severe mistake. You really...
Listen, honey, listen, sugar baby, I was trying to watch it last night and I was stony baloney the house down boots and I thought, I can't possibly read and look at what they're doing at the same time.
Have you ever been sober?
No, not when I'm watching TV. Not
try
after
watching it sober.
Not after 4 p.m.
Okay, well then maybe when we're done recording, you watch an episode en Espanol because I feel like it's... you're going to get dragged to the pits of hell for what you've just done and said.
I completely understand because it is not great with the English dubs. But to be fair, the first episode, the way that it starts, because it's like a long shot and there's like people in an alley talking, you can't really tell then that it's like dubbed over.
Because you can't see their faces?
Yeah. Because they're in like a dark alley waiting for her to walk by. And I'm all...
Okay.
And I was like watching and I was like, oh, maybe this is in English. And then I found out that it's not.
Okay, well, I'm going to say I'm challenging you to watch it correctly. But I'm glad you're at least watching it. I think something is better than nothing, I guess.
It's just sometimes when shows have multiple characters talking over each other, talking all at once, it's hard to read and look at the reactions.
It won't be. Just watch it anyway. You keep me posted on what you think when you continue to watch it correctly. Okay.
I'm enjoying it. And then also, I've also seen 2 episodes of It's a Sin. Have you?
You know what?
Do you even know what I'm talking about?
I do intend to because it is on my list. But... I haven't gotten to it. I'm currently...
too busy watching 80s movies?
No, well, yes. I'm currently watching Search Party.
Game of Thrones?
No, Search Party. Have you seen 4. Search Party?
Okay, I literally watched 3 episodes of Search Party, and I thought... I had a lot of thoughts, but...
Well, it doesn't sound like it. I'm waiting for one of them.
But continuing to watch it, it wasn't one of the thoughts.
It's incredible. I'm partway through season 2 and oh my God, it is so I am on the edge of my seat.
Really, you're edging.
The way things unravel on that show, I'm very stressed. I'm stress watching it.
Does her boyfriend remind you of our friend that we went to college with?
Yes. Yes, he does. I think it's like a combination of him plus my ex who you know in LA.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe. I kind of
get a little bit of both from that character.
I hear you. I see you. I feel you. That was my takeaway from watching I made it to whatever episode Rosie Perez was in.
You need to keep watching it. Please keep watching it.
That's what one of my friends here was saying. So
bonkers.
Maybe I will. Good. I don't think I really hated it. I just don't think I was like in love with it the way that I'm enjoying Veneno and It's a Sin, both on HBO Max.
Oh wow. Okay. Well, damn. I'm watching.
I'm just telling
I'm
the people
watching
where
Game
to
of
find
Thrones.
It.
Game I of Thrones on HBO
I,
Max.
I hate when people talk about a show and then don't tell me where to watch it, and then I have to like ask Siri on all my devices to find a show.
It's almost as if it takes one Google search. I'm sure somebody can figure that out. Hey, yeah. You know what I did watch on Disney Plus?
Soul.
No, Dinosaurs. They put the whole series on.
I'm aware my roommate put on an episode the other day, and part of me thought, did I used to have a crush on the brother?
Yes. I definitely think I did.
Does his like one horn thing, whatever his, what would you call his hair?
Those hot.
Like But like, did he not have one that like, it was like one sexy bang that always kind of fell in his face?
Yeah, he was like a bro. He was like a, he was like varsity jock, you know, giving me the whole bully me, call me a faggot.
You wish he was giving you the whole honey. So he put it on the other day, one of the days this weekend, and I was getting ready to do my run. So I was like, okay, I'm not watching this. And then I like sat down in the living room for a minute. And then I fell into a hole of Googling, are there people in those suits?
Yes. What are you talking about?
No, it made it sound like the internet made it sound like there's not people in those suits.
There are definitely people in those suits. It's Barney. It's the same as Barney.
No, Barney looked soft. Those dinosaurs look leathery thick.
Anytime somebody's using a puppet in a movie, we whisper to each other, we say, that's a puppet. Or if in a lot of old, well, not old, but like 80s movies, they use like paintings in the background to like, to be the depth of the like whatever land or world they're on. And we're always like, that's a painting.
You should, why haven't you watched The Labyrinth yet? That seems right in this wheelhouse of the era you're watching.
It is on the list. It's on the list. We just watched Mortal Kombat.
Oh, God. Why are they making another one?
Well, I didn't know they were making another one. And then we finished the first one. And I thought, we were right on time for the remake.
Did you watch Troop Beverly Hills ever?
No.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, you need to watch Labyrinth and Troop Beverly Hills. There's puppets in Labyrinth. Prepare your whisper voice.
My latest viewings include Pee-wee's Big Holiday.
How big was it?
It was big, honey. I think it was a perfect movie. I gave it 100%. I thought it was so good. Him and Joe DiMaggio, Germanaglio, Germanata. I thought it was a fun flick. Perfect for all ages. I was on board for the adventure.
When are you going to do a rewatch of all the Ernest movies?
I have not seen any Ernest movies. Are Ernest and Pee-wee friends? Are they in the same universe?
Did Pee-wee really jerk it in a movie theater?
Yes, he did.
What was the film? And were there puppets?
Here's the thing. His dick was the puppet. His hand was on the dick. I feel like, wasn't he in a porn movie theater? Like, you know how they have in this city where you can like go watch porn and like a little...
On the big screen?
Yeah, baby. And people are like jerking off. It's like a whole production.
I don't think they've ever had that as like in a big movie theater.
Well, I think it's like a Cinema arcades. 12 type of vibe.
Oh, I thought it was like those like arcades.
Actually, I don't know. I've not been inside. Maybe I'll venture in time for next episode so I can give you the scoop. But there is a theater like that in town. So I'm like, you know what? He was probably in the right place at the right time and somebody was had it out for Pee-wee's little Pee-wee.
Well, I mean, is indoor dining open or what?
No. Are you calling the jerk off porn theaters indoor dining?
If the price is right, honey, all you can eat buffet.
Yes, ma'am, Pam.
Are your restaurants open down there?
Are you talking about the porn theater?
No, I'm talking about actual restaurants.
I think they are, but I have yet to go. I took Crouton on a walk and I'm having a hard time figuring out what is actually open. I think it's like you can dine outside. They create outside houses. So it's like, that's indoor dining, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple restaurants in my neighborhood that it's like just booths backed up next to each other. And I'm like, you do realize
backed up booths?
Booths. You're like backed up sitting back to back with strangers. I'm like, honey, that ain't 6 feet.
Yeah, well.
My next question for you is, did you get one of those leashes for Crouton that just like goes around your waist and then the leash part hooks to your like hip?
No.
Because if not, then how do you hold his leash and catch Pokemon at the same time?
That's a great question. It has a hoop at the end of the, like a little loop at the end of the leash, and I put that around my wrist.
Like a scrunchie around your wrist moment?
Yes.
Got it.
But I am interested in a around the waist situation. I think that would be nice.
I know. I've like, all of this running that I've been doing, I've been thinking, I would really like to try running with a dog.
Take croutons.
He could never keep up. I need a small dog that's agile.
Can run
a 6-minute mile.
I can't guarantee on that one.
Do you think people in San Francisco would want me to like tire out their dogs for them? And by running with them,
only if you advertise it like that. You want me to tire out your dogs? You want me to give them a little bit of a workout?
I have good leash training and need to run a few miles every day.
I see people doing that. I see people on their bikes doing that. I think my dog could never. Yeah, my dog would get stuck in the chains.
Now, when you cross other humans with crouton on your leash, do you have to say, not friendly? Or like,
no, I just say, hi, you want to say hi? You want to sniff his butt?
But do other people yell at you like our dogs aren't friendly?
Yeah. And I love it. I'm like, that's the perfect reason for us to not have to interact. Thank you.
I mean, that's a lot of Judge Judy cases are people just saying, I told them my dog wasn't friendly and they didn't cross the street.
Okay. Well, you know,
so you should cross the street, honey.
Okay.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Hey, you know the movie, we've discussed this before, I think, maybe, but I don't know if it was on the podcast. So, you know the movie Mac and Me?
Yeah. Little Alien.
It's a little alien. It's like an E.T. knockoff, this movie.
Yeah.
We watched it, and I had seen it before, and I didn't realize, I think I have like a trauma related to this movie, and it was unpacking that. It was very triggering. A lot of the very iconic scenes of like the silhouettes of these naked aliens, I was going through a bad moment is what it felt like. It was not good. It was very disgusting. And you know how I'm always like, oh yeah, I had a dream when E.T. made me drink my own pee.
Yeah.
I think it might have been Mac and not E.T. Maybe I was remembering it as E.T., but I think it was Mac from Mac and Me. Those aliens, they're disgusting. Disgusting.
I don't know if I've seen it all the way through, but
oh my God. The movie is preposterous. You need to watch it when you're outrageously stoned. Mac stands for mysterious alien creature. So like right off the bat, E.T. extraterrestrial. They're really trying it. And there's flash mobs in the movie. Ronald McDonald is in it.
Did they invent the flash mob?
It's the first flash mob I've seen. The furthest back recorded flash mob I believe I've seen. It was not good.
Do you think that maybe you were abducted by aliens.
It's possible.
And they, I don't know, they, what, I don't know what feelings you were feeling when you were watching it, but do you think they did stuff to you?
I don't know.
Did real aliens abduct you and make you drink your own pee?
I don't know, but all I'm saying is I have these distinct childhood memories of aliens forcing me to drink my pee.
Well,
I believe them to be dreams, nightmares, but who knows? It was a long time ago.
You are
not that long. I'm young.
You are a little piss baby.
No, there's a new piss baby in the house, and his name is Crouton. He can't stop, won't stop. Piss all day, piss all night, piss on his face, piss
Maybe
everywhere.
He peed on his face?
No, he'll like put his face in the way of where Willie is peeing, and Willie pees on his face.
Why is Willie peeing in the house?
No. We take them both for a walk.
Okay? Are they a couple of piss pigs?
I think so. We take them both for a walk, and Willie is usually like scurrying ahead, and Crouton is following anywhere Willie goes because he's obsessed with Willie. And when Willie stops to pee, Crouton wants to get all up in there and sniff around, and he's like getting piss on his face. And I'm just like, can we not?
Well, that seems like you should just not let his leash go that close to him while he's peeing. Seems like a user operator error.
Okay. Thank you, Corey. Thank you.
As someone who doesn't have children or dogs, this sounds like a user operator error.
Well, we're doing well, though. He's doing well. All is well. He's alive. I'm alive.
Listen, don't they say that you can drink your pee like up to a certain amount of times until it's technically then bad for you?
I don't think he's not even taking a slurp. He just wants the vibe.
A little splish splash.
On his little snout.
All right. Well.
Okay, the last movie I have to discuss that I've watched this week is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Which one? The Barney one? Where they're all Barneys?
Barney. Yes. They're in the body suits.
I definitely saw that in theater.
No, you did not.
Yeah, I'm old, bitch.
Well, I thought it was a fun flick, but I was confused as to the personalities.
Well, Michelangelo's all, hey, party time, pizza.
He's the orange one?
Yeah, and Donatello's all, I'm the leader, I'm smart, listen to me.
Which color is he?
Purple.
Okay. Who is blue?
Leonardo. He was my favorite.
Yeah, but what's his vibe? Like, what is
his vibe is like, he's like cool, laid back bro. He would definitely like push you into the lockers a little bit if you were.
Who's the Samantha?
Raphael.
Raphael's the red one?
Yeah.
He's moody. He's angry.
Is he?
I think so.
Well, I mean, if I had to wear that much red all the time, I would be both of those things as well.
It's only a bandana.
Well, yeah, but don't they have like a belt too? A sash?
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. It was an interesting flick.
You were more of a Power Ranger pig instead of a Ninja Turtle pig?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know that. I was very into Billy.
Yeah, so Donatello is the Billy of the Power Rangers.
Who's Donatello?
The purple one.
Okay, yeah, we were trying to figure out which ones I am. I think I'm a combination blue and purple.
Blurple, just like your glasses.
True. I have never seen you get so excited. Yeah, I was a little, I felt more blue and purple, and Hudson was more orange and red. I was like, girl, you wish you were orange, but you're more red. Sorry. Yeah. Angry, moody.
My brother, that is the most introverted, always was Michelangelo, and I thought, you're not that cool. you're not that crazy.
It was fine. I don't know about the radioactive sludge and the rat splinter or whatever.
Yeah, was Rocksteady and Bebop in that?
I'm sorry, what? Those Barney characters? No,
it's Shredder's friends, bad guys. They're all, one's a rhino.
I don't know. It kind of lost me. I started to doze.
I can't believe you have such limited Ninja Turtle knowledge.
Listen.
I was V-big into Ninja Turtles, V-big into Power Rangers.
Yeah, same. Power Rangers, for sure. For sure, dude. For sure.
Yeah. So are you going to add Labyrinth to your playlist?
It's on the lineup. We've decided we're going to start Drag Race UK.
Oh, wow.
So I think that takes hierarchy. That's like the first things first.
All you need to know is that a couple of weeks ago, they did an episode where it was all the queens at home during COVID. And I accidentally skipped over the episode and watched 10 minutes of that and really hated my life. And then I thought, what the fuck is going on? And then I realized it was like a bonus episode that I couldn't care less about watching. And
did
now,
you see they're doing like a US version of like a documentary of how they did COVID?
Yeah. I'm like, why are you doing that? I'm like, no, I don't.
Honey, that is Emmy fodder. That is like some type of season special that they're going to submit for an Emmy. Good for them. Whatever. They had cameras. They were on set. They might as well film something.
I agree, but I'm like, I don't know. I disagree. I'm just like.
I agree, but I disagree.
I disagree. I'm like, who wants to like relive it? We're still living in it. I mean, I'm not looking to relive it while I'm still living in it.
Yeah, I agree, baby. I agree. I don't need it. She don't need it. Are you enjoying the season? We have, yeah. We're about to say some spoilers. So if you don't want to hear anything Drag Race related, skip ahead or whatever.
These are US.
This is. Yes.
Are you all caught up as of this week?
I am all caught up. We Baby. Are 7 months into this season and one person has gone home.
Baby, I think they really fucking jumped the shark this week. I was actually quite livid.
About saving?
About the double stay.
Okay.
I feel like it negates all of the actual double stays that were valid in the past. I feel like if I were any of the other queens, I'd be like, what the fuck am I even doing here? If you're not even going to follow the own rules and parameters that you set up for the show. I don't know. That's just kind of how I felt. It's like, I don't feel like either of them actually did that great of a job. So the fact that both of them stayed, it's just annoying to me. And it's like, I've been watching Untucked 2 and watching girls refer to themselves as like the mean girl group. Like it's not fun for me. It's not entertaining. It just makes me actually think that you really are mean people in real life. And like, that's not something fun that I want to watch.
Well,
that's
damn.
Just kind of how I feel. I went off. I was like, it's funny because when they announced the two were in the bottom, I was like, I think I was mostly annoyed because I was like, well, they're both going to stay. Then it was the performance. And like I said, I didn't really think either one of them killed it. I was happy Simone stayed because I did think she did a better job. But then I was waiting for the double Shantae and then she eliminated Candy for all of 5 seconds. And then I was pissed when she was like, JK, I'm not ready for you to go yet. I'm like, then what the fuck are the other people doing there?
I felt like, yeah, that was a little bit of like a, they know if they're keeping the people, there's no need to do that skit. Like so there's no need to put Candy through that. That like kind of sucks.
Right. So then, and my point is, if you've really got this pecking order, and I know it's probably all an illusion of production and an illusion of authenticity to some point, because you're right, they can, like if it's an acting challenge, they can purposely include all of the worst takes of one person and all the good takes of another person. But what I'm saying is just be better about, if you've got a pecking order, be better about sticking to it instead of doing this charade, because it annoyed me. And like I said, I think it just, I don't know, it just makes me not trust the show going forward. It just makes me feel like it negates every time there actually has been a double Shantae. You stay.
Yeah, I mean, there's been some moments where the double save has been like necessary
or worth it.
Like Shut Up and Drive, Alyssa and Tatiana.
Yeah, I thought worth Cameron. It. I thought Cameron Michaels versus Eureka O'Hara when it was a double Shantae You Stay was also very valid. But like that, and then it's just like, yeah, if you really want the people to go next, who I think are going next to go, then just be better about putting them in the bottom. You could have easily, like, if you really want to get rid of Elliot and Tina Burner that badly, then put them in the bottom. Elliot wasn't that great this week either. So put her in the bottom. Don't make us go through this rigmarole.
I also think that there's a, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like when it's the Rusical, they don't send anybody home sometimes.
Am I
remembering incorrectly? Like, I just feel like it's like a, I don't know. If there's one thing I did love about this episode, though, that really validated where I come from, Rosé is that bitch. I've said it since episode one. You don't think so?
No. And I think her... I'm exhausted by the storyline of Rosé and Denali crying and Untucked that they deserve more recognition.
Oh my God. That little skit in Untucked where they're at the mirror together and it looks like Glinda and Elphaba, and they like clearly hate each other, but they're acting like they're friends and they're like, we have such similar skill sets. They hate each other.
No, I was going to say that's the one thing that surprised me that makes me actually like Rosé is her friendship with Denali.
I think Rosé doesn't mind Denali because Rosé's not threatened.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think Denali hates Rosé.
I just think, here's the thing, I've really warmed up to Rosé and I've liked a lot of her like performances in her like shticks and skits and stuff like that. But like, I thought her mask runway was awful. And I agree with Michelle, it was fucking orange.
Oh, see, no, that's no.
And she does the same.
I thought it was great. I thought it was an iconic look.
And she does the same Wonder Woman arms to the side, straight out on an angle, spin every fucking chance she gets. She's done it 100 times on the season already. I'm like, get a new move. It's like when they point their purse to the left and then walk out to the right. I'm over it. So I guess I've hit my Drag Race wall of the season.
Okay.
I don't know. Have you been watching Untucked?
I have been watching Untucked.
Do you get what I'm saying a little bit about the like mean girl thing? Like it's not fun to watch people be mean.
Yeah, no, I agree, baby. But like not everyone's nice all the time. They've been with each other cooped up for months or whatever. And I'm sure tensions are high and they're all stressed out and they put their best work forward. And sometimes you can tell the judges dislike something just to dislike something because they have to dislike something so that they can make sense of the tops and bottoms. So like, I'm sure tensions are high, my dear. Tensions are high.
I don't know. Utica's doing a great job of not being a bitch. So I don't understand why it's that hard for other people.
I agree. Some people are mean people. Some people are just mean people.
Hurt people, hurt people.
They do hurt people, but they do. I don't know. I think it's, I don't quite mind them saving people a little bit longer right now because with the production of having to quarantine and having to do this and that, and I at least they get to stick around and make that whole experience worthwhile. If heaven forbid they can't have the touring profits like other seasons have, that like the Gigi Good season didn't get to have, at least maybe they're getting some airtime for their season before another season comes in and swoops in and like takes the attention. I don't know. I think it's making the best out of a shitty situation. And that's how I feel.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey, did you go to Cancun this week?
Yeah, I was there. Can't you see my tan?
You and Ted Cruz?
Yeah, we were actually on the same flight. I connected through Dallas. Is that where he was flying out of?
Maybe. I don't know. Well,
I don't know either. I was not in Cancun.
Okay. Can you believe that piece of shit?
I can. And it's just like...
Me too.
Of course. And it's just like nobody in his state's going to care. Nobody's going to actually hold him accountable. They're all like... Oh, yeah, he deserves a vacation.
I think the best part is he threw his kids under the bus and was like, my kids wanted a vacation. And so it's Crouton wants a lot of things. Crouton's not getting a lot of things.
Honey, that's my response. Do you know how many vacations I wanted to go on as a kid?
Exactly. I'm like,
do you know how many
idiot.
I went on? One. I think one once when I was in ninth grade.
Michigan Adventure?
Yeah, bitch. No, we would go to Cedar Point, but that was for like a drive there in the morning at the ass crack of dawn and drive back that night.
Good times. Good times. Great oldies.
Imagine just abandoning your state when there's other government officials raising millions of dollars for your state and you're taking your kids to Cancun.
He's a piece of shit.
With a huge fucking overnight bag. I love the neighbors that fucking threw him under the bus and released the screenshots.
Oh, the group chat?
Yeah.
So if people are like, what the hell are you talking about? So apparently Ted Cruz's wife was in a group chat with all the girls and they were like chirp chirping about like, oh, I think we're going to go to Cancun and blah, 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 blah. They were organizing the trip and somebody leaked the screenshots of the group chat. That is delicious. Though it terrifies me because it's like, okay, well, how many group chats are people in that like, certainly. Are you in any group chats where there's one person that doesn't really talk much? What are they collecting? What information are they screenshotting?
And I guess in our Drag Race group text, I realized recently that there is one person in it that I didn't think was in it. And I was like, when did you get here? But it's literally only like gay drag content that's discussed.
Can you trust everyone in these group chats?
Bitch, you know I hate a group text. You know I'm the first to, okay, I gotta go, bye.
Corey Cool has left the conversation.
Yeah, I had to do it the other day because I was mad at all my friends that were in it. And then they dragged me back into it after giving me a 5-day break. And I thought, I didn't ask to return.
It's just a lone girl.
There I was. I thought, if anything
another group chat alone.
If anything important's going on, I guess my roommate will tell me he's in it too.
Well, I think the moral of the story is don't be a dumb bitch who leaves your state when your state is going through it.
Bitch, I haven't left the state in over a year.
Oh my gosh.
I haven't.
Oh my goodness.
Done anything or seen anyone. Did I say this recently in an episode? I think I'm definitely, I think I'm getting close to the limit.
She's stir crazy.
I feel bad because I think I wasn't as understanding as I should have been for other people who hit the limit before I did. Mm. But I think that the post-holiday, still COVID kind of moment really kind of hit me with like, well, here we are, another week.
I have to say, between Twitch and Crouton, if I didn't have either, I would have hit my limit. Because at least those are keeping me busy and occupied and like shit to do, things to like work on and... Because otherwise I would just be sitting here being like, well, I want to fucking just.
Yeah.
The amount of actual friends that I have muted on social media this month, because I'm like, okay, I just can't do you not caring anymore. Like it's not like I don't want to accept it. It's like, I just don't need the reminder that you suck all the time.
Yeah.
So like, I'm like, I wonder when I'm going to unmute some people.
No,
or if I ever will.
I just feel like, I don't know. I think with the holidays and stuff, even though I didn't do anything, I didn't go anywhere. I just stayed here and hung out with my roommate. It was like, it still felt like I had something to look forward to. And I think,
well, your birthday's like, coming up. What are we doing for your birthday, my baby?
Oh, yeah. Big 3-6. I don't know. I feel like, yeah, I haven't had a lot to look forward to. So now all the weeks really are kind of blending together. But I had a dream the other day that I got my vaccine on the same day that was the one, was my 1 year of running day. Ooh. Do you know what I mean? That was a weird dream. I dreamt, I was like, oh, it's my 365th day. And it was also, I was getting the vaccine that day, which, honey, maybe that'll they're hoping to have us all vaccinated by the end of June here in SF.
I have no game plan for when I'm allowed to get vaccinated. I don't even know where to begin on how to look into that. Like,
We signed up for like email and text alerts here, but like there was a questionnaire and every box I checked, I knew just shifted me further down the list.
Well,
But did you see those two women in, like, I think it was Florida, dressed as like old ladies and went in and were all, yes, I'm here for my vaccine.
Very us.
We should do a Mrs. Doubtfire remake, but they're old women. Instead of babysitting their children, they're just going to get the vaccine.
Or we stack ourselves like little rascals and we sneak in.
To get a pickle and a vaccine?
I would take the pickle, but I'd say you put out your arm because you're on my shoulders and you say, vaccine, please. And then you put out, you say, you know what? I'm so tall. Can you give me the vaccine in my leg? And then I put out my arm, but with a high heel on my hand. And they think it's also an arm. So then I think we both get the vaccine. And then I think it's a foolproof plan.
Did you ever put your hands in your mom's heels and walk?
No, and I feel like you ask me that all the time. I'm not
really?
The person. I'm not the girl that's going to affirm that that's normal for you, Corey, okay?
I don't think I've ever asked that.
Corey's all like, make me feel less like a freak.
I guess I'll put it in the group, in one of the group texts that I haven't left yet and see what the people say.
Well, you know what? However you want to express yourself, I support. If you want to put your hands where your mama's little toes are, Danette's little toe jams.
But did you ever
do
make,
that?
But did you ever give the French fries lipstick? I know I've asked.
You definitely asked me that.
You're welcome.
Anyway.
Do you have anything else to say? Do you have any other transitions to get into?
You know what? Last night, guess what I got up to?
Got very stoned, a little you got a little too fergalicious.
Nope.
You took a long hot shower in your bathroom and you listened to Chromatica on loud.
Nope.
And then you walked into your office and you were all, I guess I'm a little stony baloney.
Nope.
And then you were all, where's Crouton? And then you found him.
None of that. No, I organized my closets.
Which
every
one?
Every closet in the house. I took everything out of every closet and organized everything.
Even in my guest bedroom?
You mean the office?
No, my guest bedroom.
Nick's room? No. That's a shithole. No, I'm talking about this office closet. I've realized I've reached my limit for wigs. And so I'm going on a wig shopping spree this week.
I'll send you this guy. I saw his TikTok and he did a really good wig closet idea. And this is what I've always wanted if I had a closet that big, but I should send it to you so you can just recreate what he had.
I use those like accordion peg things.
Yeah. I remember you said that.
And it works really well. It just now the other side of the closet is empty so that I can put those wood peg things up over there and get more wigs.
When they're hanging on a wood peg, do you brush it when it's there? Because that seems like a good place to brush it.
No, it's not. No, no.
All right.
I do need to brush my wigs. You know what I need to do? I need to just sit down one day and brush all my wigs. You want to come over?
Yeah, I would love that.
Doesn't that sound nice?
Instead of a stoned wig haul, it'll be a stoned wig brush haul.
Maybe. I don't
BYO
know.
Brush, baby.
Hey, do you know what Dead by Daylight is?
Yeah, I know what Dead by Daylight is because I played it.
Oh, you did? When?
Our friend Johnny told me about it 6 weeks ago, and I downloaded it and I played it, but I'm not very good.
Neither am I, but do you want to play sometime? I just started playing it on Twitch and oh my God, it's so fun. We can be survivors together.
Let's do it because the one time I played once and I did win with the group and then I played it again. And
wait, you played with Johnny, like Five Awesome Gays, Johnny?
He told me about it, but we haven't played together. But
oh,
he's the one who told me about it.
Because we played together.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
The controls are so hard.
Oh, baby. There's like six buttons.
I know,
get your
but
shit
like
together.
It's sometimes hard when you're toggling with like one controller and then you have to like look around with the other controller.
Yeah, imagine being on Twitch and people are yelling at you to do this and telling you to do that and blah 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 blah. I'm like, oh my God, everyone.
I was like sparking some generator behind the house and I made a very big boom and then I turned around and suddenly I'm getting hooked.
Well, it'd be like that sometimes.
Send me your Twitch schedule for the week. I'm in.
It'll be my pinned tweet. I can't wait to see you there, bitch. Okay, well, it's time to go. Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me. You can find me. Oh, baby, you can find me.
Okay, and you can find me. You can find me.
You can find me too, bitch.
Oh, look at us. Findable. You can find me if you open Corey's trench coat. I'm down there. Not like blowing him, but I'm just his like lower half of his body.
I forgot your little rascal analogy, and I went straight to my Sally Sells Seashells trench coat, and I thought, yes.
I'm the seashell.
We shall see.
Okay, that's all. Goodbye.
Bye.